you can enjoy this Fifi, Dave, Feb and Byron catch-up wherever you are in Victoria or the world. And with over 25 stores across Victoria, there's a Spotlight close to wherever you are. Your next party starts at Spotlight.
Call me out of touch, and I knew Chappelle Corby was returning to Australia over the weekend because I heard it last week, but I just didn't think that was a big deal. And fortunately, there is one member of this team who you're almost like savant-like with tellies. I reckon your house, Fev, you've got televisions in every corner of the lounge room because you know what's happening on every station at any particular moment. So thank goodness for you, because you watched the unbelievable rolling coverage of, wait for it, a woman flying from Denpasar to Brisbane that was covered by every network.
It was, Boxy, and even Sky. I was watching it on...
What?
So on Friday night, the footy was on. Sydney were playing Hawthorn. I turned it off and put it on Sky.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, mate.
Buddy was up and about.
I was watching people in the back of cars, harnessed, reporting about eight cars down. Could have done that from the studio. I could have been on the phone doing the same thing. On Sunday,
she was in a harness.
She was in a harness. Sunday morning, I've woken up. We've got girls' soccer and footy for my children. So I got up early because we wake up early, obviously. So weekends, it's the same. The body clock just doesn't adjust to the weekend. And I'm watching the Sunrise show. And they've got four reporters. Oh. They've got one in Bali. Well, she's left. So she's not there anymore. They've got one at the Brisbane airport because old mate did a little bit of a Houdini and jumped on a different plane. Good effort.
Yeah.
Flew business. How's that getting paid for?
Yeah,
we'll find out probably
that
later on. They've got a cavalcade of cars. They all jumped in cars and they all went different directions. It was like a bloody movie. I'm going, this is amazing. So they're following the cars, and then they've got another reporter down at the Gold Coast because they bought that house 2 years ago. Just because Chappelle might be moving there. Whoa. hold. I'm getting all stressed. I'm going, oh my God. Then they've got someone at Logan because Mercedes went in there with a bottle of champagne and some cupcakes that might have said Chappelle's home. And I'm going, oh my God, but they didn't. And then they've got another girl at the Sofitel, the lavish Sofitel. So, and it looked crap. The hotel was horrendous. They're saying, oh, luxury. And they're doing like Sky. They've got like a drone flying over it,
oh,
showing the Sofitel. But then all of them are saying all this stuff about it. They're going, well, Chappelle could be here. Chappelle could be there. And you know what, Boxy?
What?
None of them knew where she was. She could have been in all four places, but she mightn't have been anywhere like that.
I wonder, do you think they sit back and go, this is ridiculous coverage? This is not even coverage. This is speculation that's now dominating live television.
As I was watching it, I was on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and everyone was taking the piss. The girl at the front of the Sofitel goes, oh, I walked up to the breakfast bar. The buffet was out. Chappelle wasn't there. I asked a few security guards if they've seen Chappelle, but no one would say anything. But we think she might be up in her room because she opened up an Instagram account, Chappelle.
I know.
Smart.
She's
cha-ching. She's going to make money out of that.
Yeah,
and
but
she was
saying what you honestly said
and
earlier.
She was putting some stuff up there.
Yeah, you've been annoyed.
And I'm annoyed because...
Why are you annoyed?
Well, I've got 122K followers and I've had my Instagram for a long time and... You know, I'll put some good stuff up on there. Old mate Chappelle just started her Instagram account 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's up to 140. She's got 140,000 followers.
She's got another 50 to catch me.
Oh, power play.
Oh, my God.
But she's actually posting pictures of the news coverage just to... To mess with everyone.
Well, what about this?
It's the best.
This female ex-army officer, Eleanor Whitman, they're saying, she's the one who orchestrated that with military precision, her exit from Denpasar. For me, though, Fev, this is all about, as far as I'm concerned, the fact that, I think it was Channel 7, had a news reporter. Now, that is somebody who went to, I'm guessing, RMIT. She studied journalism.
Sure.
They had her on the back of a ute wearing a harness.
They just flew past us. We're now following this convoy. We believe that they're heading to the parole office. Sirens are blaring. The cars are just up ahead.
Wow. We've got that on our Instagram as well, of the harnessed journalist. And Fev was saying there was no point her being in that ute, really.
She was like, it was like a Grand Prix race, and Chappelle was on pole, and this girl was still in the pit. Like, she was that far back. She could not see, and she's gone... I don't know if you can see it, but eight cars down, she's in her Toyota and it's white. No, we can't see because you're in a harness in the back of a car. We can't see it, mate.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, someone flew from Denpasar Airport to Brisbane yesterday and Australian media lost their minds. It's the most ridiculous overreaction. I was going to say to a news event. It wasn't even a news event. She just flew home, or did she? Now, there was so much speculation on all the networks and they're all trying to outdo each other. As you said, Fev, nobody knew anything. So reporters were based at any, I reckon every hotel on the Gold Coast, every relative's home. I mean, this was Channel 9 had somebody at her family home.
Here at the home, we really have the perfect makings for a big homecoming party, just no guest of honour. Family and friends have been coming all afternoon, bringing with them flowers, champagne. Even Auntie Jen brought with her a big bottle of expensive vodka. We've seen two cakes delivered. Oh. And we have it on good word. Those cakes read, Welcome Home, Chappelle. Oh,
there's an exclusive.
It may as well be Kate Middleton's baby shower, the way they're carrying on.
And what? I can't believe they got an expensive bottle of vodka. Oh, I reckon Auntie Jen. Judy Free. Hagrid's duty free.
Didn't go the Smirnoff. Went up, upgraded.
Now, the Channel 9 reporter there who was hating her job, let's be honest, said no guest of honour. Mm. I've got a theory to this, Boxy.
I love this. Fev, you know, I can say this about you and not many people realise you are one of the wisest men I know.
I watch a lot of shows.
You do. You're across everything.
CSI, all that sort
NCIS,
of stuff.
NCIS. And not only just CSI, CSI Miami, New York and LA.
And New Orleans. I mean, you're across.
And barely anyone watches that one.
Now, as I mentioned earlier on, she's got 140,000 followers on her Instagram page.
Creeping. She'll be half a mil by the end of the day.
Which is flattening. Follow me.
Beefavola 25.
So every photo that Chappelle's posted is either her covering her face or news reports. So she can get that sent to her. If she's got a little picture, a picture she put up a day ago saying boarded, and she's got her head looking out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she left Bali.
Oh,
I think she's still there.
Dun, dun. Are you saying she's in Bali?
I don't think she'd come home. No one's seen it.
Look at the evidence. Like, can you build the evidence? Can you build the case?
I've built the case, and I've gone.
Come
to
on,
my,
Caruso.
Yeah, I've gone to the lab.
Yeah.
And the lab's just doing a little bit of forensics.
Yeah, good.
And they interviewed one person off the plane. She flew Garuda or one of the, because she switched her airlines. Smart.
Clever.
Because if you want to go missing, you can go missing.
You can't. There's always a flight attendant.
No, but they interviewed one person. They said, oh, I think she was up the front and they just ate and had a champagne. But you wouldn't even know she was on there because she wasn't.
Right, just a brunette.
Yes.
Any girl with brown hair.
And Mercedes is obviously flown home.
Because
her boyfriend's in Bali.
Yes.
She's been out on parole for 3 years. She loves Bali. Doesn't want to come home.
Yeah, okay.
Why would she come home? What's she going to do?
And hang on.
I don't know. Avoid people who might shoot her over a crime?
Yeah, but the Balinese police were very, very cooperative and did everything with her. Yeah. And they're all happy. She's still there.
Do you think she might be at a yoga retreat up in Ubud?
No, that's your upcoming June holiday. But Fev,
I reckon she contacted the Bali Bible.
The big question.
It's got some real good accommodation.
TripAdvisor, five stars.
She's not here.
But why though? Then the biggest question, because this so far it does add up. What's the motivation for lying? Why say that you're here if you're not?
She just did 13 years for taking marijuana in a boogie board
but what about
and lied about it. She's a good liar.
Yeah, Byron raises a good point. What about Auntie Jen's bought a big bottle of vodka?
They're all having a party. Everyone's in on it. Everybody's in on the act.
There we go.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
True Story with Hamish and Andy starts next Monday at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. We're going to play a little game. The boys have given us this game, True Story, False Story, after 8 o'clock. But your chance to pick up some cool prizes. Fifi and Fev will present stories.
One of them will be true.
One of them will be false. Flying you and your bestie to Sydney, put you up for the night and see the first episode of True Story with the guys. So that's a great prize.
With Hamish and Andy?
Yeah.
Well, they're great. You should have mentioned that.
Well, yeah, I did.
Do we get to go?
Well, do you know what we do? Better than that. I mean, Fev, these are our mates. And last night they were on 60 Minutes. Liz Hayes was interviewing them and their gorgeous partners. It was great to see the boys there. And speaking of the boy, our friend Andy, who shares this chair that I'm sitting in the afternoon, one of my favourite parts was, and this was brilliant from Beck, his girlfriend, who said that when she first met Andy, she thought he might be a sleaze bag.
In her words, it sounds even worse.
But you hesitated.
Yeah, I
don't know. I mean, he hadn't had a girlfriend in a while. He was Cleo Bachelor of the Year. I thought he was a bit of a sleazebag, maybe.
That's nice.
One of the best. And obviously, Beck realised that's not the case because Andy is one of the all-time best guys.
Yes.
So that's all worked out well. But the thing, what I love about this, Fev, is first impressions, they're not always great and often they are false and they have no validity. And I thought maybe the three of us are here in the studio right now and this could be dangerous because we're all in interesting moods today.
Oh, you're going to ask.
I thought what we could do, just as an exercise of trust and honesty, and I think trust is key, guys, why don't we share with each other what our first impressions of each other were when we met?
Who goes first? Do you need some time, Fev?
No, I didn't think anything.
You didn't think anything?
No. And when you're the big dog, you just...
Oh, that's...
No, come on.
That's disgusting.
Hey, what about... I'll let you think about what you thought of me. I thought you were going to talk about how Andy said I nearly died. And I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Oh, yeah, that was when he was a baby.
He was a baby.
That was a sad story.
He wouldn't remember that, surely.
No, we should get him in, though, to have a chat about
that. He can do it. That's really
something he should talk about. So what I thought about you guys, I thought, obviously, Fifi, being in radio a long time, I thought, oh, I can learn. So be nice. And then I got to know her, and I'm like, good chick. Nails it. And I thought, Greg... What does he actually do? No, because they told me it was Greg Cook.
Well, Gregory Byron Cook.
Yeah, but I didn't know your name was Byron.
Well, you did know it. You've known that it annoys me.
I thought it was Greg.
When you say
and
it.
I'm like, his job's pretty easy.
Why does he keep stuffing it up?
Why does he keep stuffing it up?
Right.
And I'm like,
But
obviously
then,
I don't really need much rapport, but then he got himself into the show, so I've had to reevaluate.
So you were giving him donuts until he's on the billboard.
Yeah, right. Now he's on the billboard.
It's quite shallow, isn't it?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Talking about things that you miss.
Yes.
So yesterday, Sunday's a day for the Favolas where it's skills sport. So we've got the girls in sport. So Alex and I was really good because we live at the back of a park where Lulu was playing an away game, but they were playing against a team. So we just had to walk out the back fence.
Perfect.
It was perfect. So good. And it was freezing cold yesterday at 9:30 in the morning. Mm. She played soccer. They got up 2-0. They're little stars, little Hampton Dreamers. They're undefeated.
They're good.
Mate, it's so good. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen. There's 8-year-olds running around kicking a soccer ball. It is literally adorable.
Yeah.
And you watch it and it's exciting. So that was good. Lulu was a goalie to start off with and I was standing next to the goals trying to tell her what to do and the ball would come down and she's like, please don't get the ball. Please don't get the ball. And we'd turn it over and she goes, oh, thank God. Because she was so nervous in the goals. Anyway, they won 2-0 and I had to go to the president's lunch at the Carlton Footy Club yesterday when Carlton took on North Melbourne. So I had to go. I went home, had a shower, dropped Lenny off at footy because Lenny was at 10:30 or 11. So I had to drop her off and then I had to go back and put the bowl of fruit on. Had to put the suit, get ready.
Yeah.
And I thought, I missed the half. So I went to watch the second half and then I drove into the footy. Anyway, so I'm there and I rock up at half time. They're all eating their oranges and I walk out in the ground and every single parent goes, oh my God, Lenny kicked a goal. Lenny kicked a goal. And I'm like, yeah, funny. Because she hasn't had a kick at all. We've seen all the games that she's played. She just has a chat. She tells everyone how she bakes. She does cartwheels. She's not really invested. She just likes the social scene.
True
anyways,
for Vola.
Yeah, true for Vola. And I walked up to Len. I said, how you going, hon? And she said, Daddy, I kicked a goal.
Oh.
I missed it.
Oh, no.
It was her first
was
ever
Alex
goal.
Was Alex there for it?
No, Alex was with me.
Oh.
So we both missed it. We missed her first ever goal.
Oh, no. Did someone catch it on an iPhone?
Yeah, nah. No.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I mean, of all the parents
Alex
to miss their daughter's first goal, one of the leading goal kickers of the AFL.
So all my life, you know, you want that boy to play footy, and now we're fortunate enough that there's a lot of girls' footy going on, which is great. And I've got my girl playing footy. My life's complete. My little full forward, who wears 25, was playing full forward, balked someone, kicked a snag. And I missed it.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, it's a real, real... And then I've lost by 122 points. I've missed my kid getting a kicking a first snag. It's been a real flat weekend.
Flat. It has been.
And she won an award.
You lost by over 100 points.
Yeah, yep. And I left.
That's
I
refreshing.
Left.
Well, she got put. Well, she got put on the bench in the last quarter. So I left. So I'm like, oh, I've got to go to the footy. And then I rang Alex after and she goes, oh, yeah, she had another couple of shots at goal when you left. I'm like, I must be the person
maybe
that's a bad.
Maybe you are.
Yeah.
Stay
so she
away.
She got 2 points.
Talisman.
And she won an award. She got
I saw
she got
that.
An award. And Lulu got an award as well. So they both got awards.
That's so
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, so it was a good day, but I missed it.
I know, but you know, when you miss things, like I remember, and it's really no comparison to Lenny's first goal in AFL
history. Just really, really rub it in.
Yeah, because that's the worst example we will ever hear.
No, it's not as bad as that. But no, I remember a couple of years ago, like when Trixie was a baby, and she was about, she took about 15 months. Well, we were getting to that stage where she's going to walk. And I remember when I'd come to work in the morning and I would tell whoever was looking after her, whether it was mum or my brother or dad or whoever it was, I'd just say, do not let her out, like stand up. She's not allowed to stand. Like right. Anytime she looked like she was about to start walking, I'd go, pop her on all fours, because I didn't want to miss that moment. Like the first step she ever took, right. I did not want to miss.
So you'd rather hold her back?
I would absolutely. I would so rather her pinned down to the floor. And
so she's like, stuff this, mum, and says she ate batteries.
Yeah.
That's right. That might be why she ate those batteries. Wow.
What about you, Brian? Have you missed anything, bro?
I have. 13, 10, 60. This is a sort of a sad one, but a funny one. What have you missed? Important moments. And it is along the
big
sports
moments.
The sports line. People know this. Zephyr, my son, lives in LA with his mum. He is in a shocking volleyball team. His school volleyball team aren't great. Okay, they've had some real problems. And whenever I'm in LA to watch, of course, they continue on that form. So they've never won a match.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm about to go to LA next week, where you're kindly letting me to do the show from LA because it's his birthday. Well, of course, while I'm away, I get this message. I hear that his team have won the game. I send him a WhatsApp saying, well done, and then he replies like this.
Thanks, Dad. We knew it was our final game of the season, so we wanted to give it our all. And we gave it our all. We trusted each other. We worked together. We had really good teamwork. We called, got it when it was close to us. I think we played really well. Oh, and who won the Friday night football?
And then he asked me about the Swans, and I had to tell him that we lost.
And that was Zephyr Cook, proudly brought to you by ESPN.
7:54.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oh, Fev, he has missed his daughter's first goal in footy. Oh.
I know, Fev, you poor thing. That was the one thing you probably waited your whole the whole time you've been a parent, watching one of your children kick a goal.
I know, because I've kicked heaps of them, so it was just...
Didn't kick on the weekend. Where were all your goals?
Whoa.
Melton South.
I'm just trying to help Melton South out.
We're talking about Lenny and I've missed her goal.
Two goals? You're better than that.
Okay, come on. Back to the
better than that.
Disappointment of missing out on something.
Yes, Kate from Mernda. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, Kate. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Now, Kate, what did you miss out on?
Well, I've got a daughter who's in primary school and, you know, it feels like every week she's always asking me to come to this, come to that. And I do go to them occasionally, but I didn't go to one because of work. And I got a text from a friend's mother who said that the whole exhibition was a dedication to me. Frames, statues, a poem, a story about how I'm always so supportive and I'm always there for her. Okay. And I was there.
Oh, wow.
Okay. No.
I know how you feel. I know exactly how Kate feels because I go to most of the kids' assemblies. They're like on a Thursday or a Wednesday afternoon, about 2:30. They have a school assembly.
Are you supposed to be there?
The parents go. Oh, okay. The parents go.
So, I just thought you were sitting down.
No. The parents go. And I didn't go last week. And I thought, I just sat in the car and I think I was playing a game on my phone. I just couldn't be bothered going in.
Yeah.
Lenny won the principal award.
She's just missing everything.
You're having a shocker.
Well, I never thought one of my kids would win a principal award. I was always in the principal's office. But to win a principal's award, she won it.
Give us a call.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Logan's 7th birthday party.
Two more sleeps until we have Logan's 7th birthday party. We're so excited about this. His 6th birthday party. Unfortunately, not many people turned up and we thought we can't have that happen to Logan this year. So we've got the biggest arena. We've got Margaret Court Arena. It's filled with people and it's been an overwhelming the support that's come from the community that we live in over the last couple of weeks. And we've got Bev, Logan's mum.
It's a sellout,
it's a
guys.
Sellout.
It's actual sellout, Fief.
Bev, how are you this morning, Bev?
Good morning, guys. We're getting pretty excited here in the house. So it's been really crazy the last week. We've had so many people come up to us and, we're feeling really anxious. I think you can't wait now.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Logan. Hey, Logan. Megan, I know you went to watch Fev play footy last weekend. How did he go? How did he go?
Good. Got little skips.
No, he didn't fall. He's saying that he got little slips. He's got skips on his knees.
Yes, a couple of times I might have hit the ground.
Thank you for that.
Puts his body on the line. He's a hero.
Hey, Logan.
He wants to tell you guys that he's had a haircut.
Oh, Logan, we can't wait to see your haircut. Did you know your party's a sellout? it's going to be absolutely chock-a-block. We can't even fit anyone else in Margaret Court Arena.
Wow, that's incredible.
And we've got footy players, the Carlton football team, they're coming down to play kick the kick and handball
Please
with the kids. We've got, what was that?
I think something about Elisa's not the pies. So I think there might have been a bit of a crack at Collingwood there. But
genuinely, my heart skipped a beat.
There was a slight little crack there.
Bev, I thought Logan actually said to me that was supposed to be a surprise.
I thought surprise too. I'm like, oh, wow,
was I not supposed to tell him? Anyway, Logan, we wanted to just update you and tell you all the exciting things that are happening and just check in to see that you're pumped and you can't wait till Wednesday morning.
Have you got a minute? Because we're about to read out all the things that we've got for you. It's a good list. We've got WizFizz.
Yes,
Spotlight.
WizFizz are doing, they're doing the party bags. We've got 7-Eleven Slurpee machines. 7-Eleven have thrown in their Slurpee machines.
I love Slurpees.
Spotlight decorating the whole arena. We've got Lauren Banks Dreamscape Entertainment. They've got balloon twisters. Bricks for Kids, they're supplying Lego to play with. Melbourne Transformers, as we said. There's Play City Jumping Castles. Oh. Honestly, I'll get through more of the list later.
I think Snooksy's
going to be there with some makeup, I think, as well, for runway room to do some of the mums and some of the kids, which will be good. Probably do me up a little bit.
The best thing, hey, Logan, guess what we've really specially arranged for you? Oh, dear, I might have built this up a bit much. Yeah. Logan, Byron's going to dress up as a cockroach.
Does he like that I'm going to dress up as a cockroach? Because if he doesn't, I'm very happy not to do it, Logan. In fact, I'd prefer to not do it.
That was like when someone... That was like when someone... Like,
Bugs and a cockroach.
Oh, he wants Bugs and a cockroach. You might be changing costumes.
You know when you want something for your birthday, like a big...
He said Fifi should get dressed as a cockroach.
Now, that's a good idea. Great idea, Logan. That's because this is Logan's party. It's not about what Fife wants or Feb wants. It's about... So, Logan, just to be clear, you would prefer Fifi dressed as a cockroach than me, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. It's all about what Logan wants. So I think it's a great outcome.
The other thing we wanted to let you know, Logan and Bev, we got a letter here from Jenny Roderick, and she's from Our Lady of the Pines Primary School in Donvale. And the class in the year two class, they heard about Logan and they all have written, I've got a pile here of beautiful handwritten letters with photos, drawings, all pictures that all these beautiful kids they've written for Logan to wish him a happy birthday. Here's one. Dear Logan, I wish you an excellent and happy birthday. You deserve to be cared for because you sound like a lovely child. And I want you to have people to talk to and people to play with at your party. I wish I could come. Love, Avnish in 2J.
Good on her.
And you can tell they're in grade two because it's in grey lead.
It's the best. So there's all the kids there at Our Lady of the Pines Primary School in Donvale. And we'll pass those all on to you, Bev, to hang on to for Logan. They're just gorgeous.
Do you remember?
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Good stuff, guys.
Do you remember when you were at school and you had to get your pen license?
Yes.
What grade did you get it in?
I reckon grade one.
Spell me prep.
She's very advanced.
Oh, you're kidding.
Anyway,
yourself.
Bev, we can't wait you and Logan. We're counting the hours now. Good stuff. And of course, Fife dresses a cockroach. Lots to look forward to. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, bye.
Fife, Dave, Fev, and Byron. See you, Logan, on the Fox.
Fife, Dave, Fev, and Byron.
True Story with Hamish and Andy starts Monday, 7:30 on Channel 9.
Fife, Dave, Bev and Byron's
True Story, False Story.
This will be fun. True Story with Hamish and Andy. Next Monday, 7:30 p.m. on 9. Little game of True Story, False Story. Fife and Pev have your stories ready. One of them is a true story. One of them is a false story. It will be up to Megan in Berwick to correctly identify who's telling the truth and who isn't.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you going?
Great. Megan, Fev and I, we both have stories at the ready. Fev, would you like to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, here we go, Megan. This is a true story, I promise you.
Okay.
Here's the thing. One night, I was out with a group of my friends, and I had a 6-course meal at a buffet. I had a couple of drinks, and then I bungee jumped.
Okay.
Fev, what do you got?
This is a true story. Love my sport. I went over to America to watch a Super Bowl. Super Bowl's in New York. And the day before the Super Bowl, the New York Knicks were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Dalvin Dover, an Australian from Melbourne, was playing. So I've texted him at the airport because I got in there on a Thursday and said, can you get me some tickets? Don't know him. So I got tickets and sat courtside with my mate Ryan Houlihan. And after the game, got to meet him and shoot hoops with Kyrie Irving.
Who's
a superstar of the NBA.
One of the great NBA players.
And
well, I bungee jumped, mate. We've all done something.
Anyway. So lock in those two stories.
One of my proudest moments.
Feast dinner party followed by a bungee jump.
You can ask any questions, Megan, if you want to try to get to the bottom of who's telling the truth.
What was your favourite course of the meal, Fifi?
Always dessert, Megan. Always dessert. I believe it was a lemon meringue pie. Or was it a bomb Alaska? Can't quite remember. It would have been both.
Do you remember the name of the restaurant that you went to?
A lot of questions. I don't remember questions.
Do you know what? I don't exactly remember it. I remember where it was.
Drone effects.
I was at Madison Square Garden watching the basketball.
It.
True story, false story. Who's telling the truth? Who's not?
I think I'm going to have to go with Fev that's telling the truth.
Bum bum.
No!
I was Megan!
You bungee jumped?
Yeah, I know. No one believes that. It was at Queenstown. It was on, I don't know what the restaurant was called, but it was on top of the mountain.
Wow.
I did go to the basketball, but I never played basketball with Kyrie.
That would be
ever.
Absurd. That would never happen. Anyway, thank you so much, Megan.
Does Megan win something anyway?
No, unfortunately. But thank you so much for playing. Another trip on the line.
Do you know
winners
what we just learnt, though?
Are flown to Sydney for the big party, the first episode of True Story with Hamish and Andy.
Can't we just send Megan?
Can you not make it awkward?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You fully knew the rules going in.
I know, but do you know what? We didn't prepare for.
Okay.
Fev is now officially the best liar I have ever, because I knew my story was true and I was like, I believe Fev.
Yeah, it was good.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Big weekend, news weekend. An Australian citizen caught a flight from Denpasar to Brisbane and the Australian media lost their tiny minds. They melted down, rolling coverage on all networks about a flight to Brisbane.
Yeah, they did, Boxy. And we're talking about Chappelle Corby, who now has 144,000 followers on Instagram.
She gained 4 in an hour.
Yeah, she got 4,000 in an hour. Just Brenna Vivola 25. hit that up, because I'm a bit upset that she's overtaken
she's me. She's taking
just,
you
just,
over in a
just
day.
Just quietly, in one day. But she's been posting a lot of pictures to everyone. And they're pictures that don't really reveal anything.
Mm.
They're just revealing that she's watching the news. One picture that I'm going to bring to everyone's attention is she's on the plane. She was supposed to fly Virgin, but went to another plane. Smart.
Right. Keeping in mind, we've had journos stationed all over the country.
Oh, don't worry. They're in Logan.
They're everywhere, and they can't find her.
They're out front of the Sofitel. They're everywhere.
And they're making that news.
Yeah.
So they're
they bought an expensive bottle of vodka. And there was cupcakes.
Mind-boggling.
But word has it that they said, welcome home, Chappelle.
Word has it.
Beautiful, great journalism.
These people went and studied 3 years of their life studying journalism for this.
And Chappelle put a photo up with her head facing towards the window saying, boarded. Mm. Okay. That's alarm bells for me.
Really?
Smoke screen.
Right.
I don't think. Well, we all saw her get to the airport, but no one's seen her arrive.
In Australia.
All they had was the plane touching down, all the media waiting, no Chappelle. The cavalcade, all the cars, they all split up, went everywhere. They've got journos everywhere, but no one's actually seen Chappelle in Australia. Do you know why, Byron?
I love this.
Boxy.
Why?
Because she's still in Bali.
Wow.
She hasn't left.
Okay. You raise a good point because, and I'll go with you on your conspiracy theory, there must be some way of getting from the plane. You've got to go through
everything.
International departures.
She's got to go through customs. She got caught going over there through customs. I'm pretty sure they'd be checking her
bags.
What
about this one, Fev? What about this one?
Did the boogie board come back?
No, you're right.
I would have been checking
that. I know that you said to me earlier, you said because she's got a boyfriend there, she doesn't want to leave.
3 years.
What about this, though? Maybe she left Bali, but she came to Melbourne. Or she went to Perth. Maybe she's just not in Queensland.
Mate, well, I don't think she's in Queensland, yes.
Yeah.
But I think she's in Bali.
You think she's there? You think she got to the airport, waited till everyone outside had run away, and they've all gone right.
Yep.
And then she snuck back out.
Yep, they've gone to the Balinese police. High fives, bang, she's gone back to her little... There. She'd be doing some yoga or something, just chilling out on the beach.
There's something to
having
this.
Having some bing tang.
Tell Koshy, because he's all over it. And Carl Stefanovic, actually, just quickly on Brekkie Telly. So Carl has addressed his viewers this morning and said, this is a media circus for nothing. But Koshy's standing by it, saying,
really?
No, this needs to be covered.
Koshy. Your mate. Your mate.
We're all mates in the industry, aren't we?
Maybe Koshy could go, could host Fev on Sunrise, and you could deliver your theory.
I think Chappelle's just, it's so good.
We've never needed Dave back more, if that was your Koshy impression. Anyway, we are out of here.
That Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up was like the ultimate party for your ears. You can throw the ultimate party and make it yourself with a huge range of DIY baking and decorating essentials at Spotlight.